This goes to Lindy, L-I-N-D-Y, Hilding, H-I-L-D-I-N-G, F like family, N like November, P like practice. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Lindy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Loveless with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, bilaterally small kidneys, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was January 10th of this year. She needed to do telemedicine visit today. She didn't have the money to be able to drive in for an in-person visit. She's had severe stress since her last visit. She did go to Carson City Emergency Room because she passed out at home, and her blood sugars were more than 400 at the time, but they are better now. She's had severe trauma. Another one of her sons died out of state. It was felt to be murder, drug-related, but that can't be proved. And he was drowned and apparently was in the river for about 6 weeks before he was found. And that distresses her greatly. Also, her brother recently died after abdominal surgery and wound dehiscence and then generalized infection everywhere and sepsis. He eventually died. And that is very upsetting also. She's lost at least 5 pounds over 6 months, and she complains of severe fatigue currently. She did have an x-ray done of her abdomen, just a plain abdominal x-ray, and that was done on July 6th of this year. It showed non-obstructive bowel gas pattern with moderate to large amount of stool in the colon. Bilateral nephrolithiasis. It looks like she has about a 5 millimeter calculi on the right side and a 3 millimeter one on the left, at least. And she has a history of recurrent kidney stones. So she probably will need a referral to see a urologist. She had degenerative changes noted in the lumbar spine also. She was checked for urinary tract infection, but that was negative, and she's not currently on any antibiotics. She states that she does have hydrocodone, the 5-325. She occasionally uses one at bedtime when she has severe back pain. And since it's hydrocodone and acetaminophen, that it will not be harmful for her kidneys. However, of course, the addiction potential is something to worry about, and the patient understands that. She's very careful and does not use it daily and only uses it for uncontrollable severe pain. She also uses Ativan 0.5 milligram occasionally for sleep, but never at the same time with the hydrocodone acetaminophen. Blood sugars have not been as well controlled as she would like. And she is only on Actos 30 milligram a day. Also, Januvia is 100 milligram daily. And the glimepiride, 1 milligram, she takes 2 daily. And as far as she knows, she's not experienced any hypoglycemic episodes. She denies headaches currently. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has the chronic loose stools, actually, usually not constipation, and a known history of recurrent kidney stones. She has chronic anemia and sees Dr. Akkad for that. She does not have a urologist, though, for the kidney stones. Medications. I also want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams. She takes one twice a day for chronic metabolic acidosis. Physical exam. Her weight is 117 pounds. Blood pressure 121 over 61. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 2nd of 2022. Her creatinine was 1.7, which is stable. Hemoglobin 9.3, normal white count, platelets 136,000. She had a uric acid level checked on June 8th, and that was 7.6. Her CRP level was elevated at 4.7, and SED rate is 51. And her phosphorus 3.9, calcium is 9.1, albumin 4.1, sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 20. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of renal disease, chronic anemia managed by Dr. Akkad, bilateral kidney stones for recent abdominal x-ray. The patient should have a referral to urology. And she believes there may be one in Carson City. She'd be willing to go to see. Diabetic nephropathy, if her sugars are still uncontrolled, you do have room with glimepiride to increase that slightly. Maybe up to a total of 3 milligrams daily, since she takes 2 milligrams daily currently. Of course, we always want to be careful because of the potential for hypoglycemia. It will be safe for her to use lorazepam or Ativan 0.5 milligram occasionally at bedtime. I would discourage routine use of that. And hydrocodone 5-325, that would be okay for occasional rare use for pain, using Tylenol more often if possible. And she should not use lorazepam and hydrocodone at the same time or on the same day even. All the rest of her routine medications are safe and can be continued. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. She'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.